Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
We're back at 17 till the hour. That's Jerry and Pacer Chris bringing us back. Jerry with a G. Out of the from the Wayback Machine, one of the classics. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the stuff there that will help you with your small business. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Alan Mace. We're making, we're talking in the previous segment about social media, but not just social media alone, but how to integrate social media with the things that you're already doing. And Alan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Alan is the president of Robinson and Mates, which is a marketing firm out of Chicago that I've been working with and known for many years. Alan, the websites are great information distributing tools, but they're kind of limited in what they can do. They're not interactive. They don't build communities. But social media does. And so when you combine the best of what your website can do with the best of what your social media strategy can do with regard to engaging people and connecting with them and interacting with them, and the website can be your e-commerce site and your electronic brochure, et cetera, and you combine that then with your customer list and your sales effort. Now you put all that together and you can create a marketing plan, right?
Yeah, and planning, again, the discipline of planning seems to have gone out the window. And although one of the things that we talk a lot about today, and whether we're blogging, speaking, or talking to clients, is the need for an agile marketing approach that allows you to continue to have the discipline of planning, yet keeping in mind the speed of today's marketplace. And, you know, the influence of social media has caused marketers to do everything in real time, whether it's fast response, immediate content. But those marketers that are most successful are the ones that are still planning behind that and understand what they're utilizing social media to do, how they're integrating their in-store communications, what they're doing to their prospects different than their current customers, mm-hmm. how they're allocating their resources both within their own organization and in the money they spend in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately how they measure the success of those dollars that are being spent.
Mm-hmm. It takes for people who have come up in what I call the age of the seller, where the seller had most of the control, and now we live in the age of the customer where customers have more control. People who are just trying to work that out are having difficulty thinking about when they think about where customers come from and how you get customers to love you and come back. It's a lot different than it was 10, 20 years ago, and mainly because customers have different expectations these days, don't they? Isn't the whole marketing strategy being turned up, the whole marketing, the business of marketing is being turned upside down by the new expectations of customers, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, based on the amount of information out there, customers expect you to know them.
Yeah.
Customers expect you to allow them to learn about, shop about, and buy products and services on their schedule,
right.
Not yours.
Mm-hmm. And they expect you to know that they know.
No question.
That's a big deal. If you approach a customer as if you're teaching them, this is a football, let's go play. You know, if you can't realize that they already know all the rules of the game, then you're going to insult them, waste their time, and they're not going to come back.
That's right. And it's amazing how many times we see marketers fall into that trap.
Mm-hmm.
I had a wonderful example yesterday from one of the big telecommunications companies. I happened to move my office about 6 months ago, and had notified the telephone company of that move. Well, they sent me a postcard that I received yesterday that said they had received my move, their change of address card, and all records are updated. Yet they sent the postcard to the old address, and it had one of those yellow forwarded stickers on it. I mean, it's just, it's almost like I'm going to pick up the phone and get a different phone call.
Right, right.
And it's that or, you know, to Alan Major, current resident. Well, mm-hmm. Which is it? And as a consumer, it's, you know, don't find customers for your products, find products for your customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got to ask them today, you know, when we think about marketing, you know, I asked this question the other day. What makes you think that your current customers saw your recent ad or were even looking for it? What makes you think that they haven't been preempted by somebody else in the meantime? And, I mean, there's still a lot of businesses out there that think when they advertise, which is great, they still need to do that, but when they advertise, that's reaching their customers and their new prospects. And the truth is there's a whole universe of people out there who they could reach that don't see either any of the advertising.
That's right, and that goes back to establishing those objectives and understanding which marketing strategy and tactic are appropriate to reach those objectives.
Right.
You know, there's a great example in the quick service restaurant business. You want me to get to this after?
Yeah, hold
break?
On to that thought. I'll let you tell that story after these messages. He's going to give us a good story that will amplify this, folks, after these messages. Tin Tail, Alan Mates is our guest. He's the president of Robinson and Mates marketing firm, and that is RobinsonMates.com. Tin Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're talking about marketing planning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.